You know the scene where the mom and the dad are in the jet? One of the wings gets clipped off. How did they land? And how did it have its wing back?
How did it get clipped off again? What happened?
Because debris hits it, which didn't hit the Yelena and the parachute.
So
how did no
let me,
shut
let
up
me explain it to you
shut
the
up
way the director would.
Shut up! How does it land? Because it doesn't have its wing. And that's the dumbest thing to me, because all of a sudden they're just like, it's fixed.
Oh. I think they crashed.
I know.
I think they crashed.
I know what happened. I know what happened.
What happened?
So Amber immediately comes out of the Invincible universe and just
yeah, somehow. But it's that's stupid.
And then she
and
knows
I
think they crashed.
I really and I really want it to happen. And I know tons of people are going to disagree with me.
It was a TVA.
I wanted them to crash. And in the distance, like it's the scene of like Black Widow and Taskmaster, and they make up, and then it's like Black Widow and Yelena, and all you see in the background is just like, and they die in a hot fire, and the two dumbest f-ing characters in the movie just burn and die, cause they're dumb, they're stupid, they have no character development because they sit there and they loathe in their own stupid bull. It's dumb. The movie's stupid. It wasn't needed. We're in the last hour of it. How does it end?
They escape.
Like,
they
we're
escape.
We're gonna take all the widows.
Family.
We'll take Dreykov's daughter, and we're gonna use the jet, right? That we just.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Media Mics. Today we're doing Black Widow. We're not doing Black Widow. We're talking about Black Widow. in a way that tells you about our feelings, emotions, and our thoughts.
It was terrible.
Okay.
Oh God. Well, okay. Spoilers for later. All right, we'll talk about
already
it.
Spoilers.
We'll talk
already
about
spoilers.
Oh my God.
So who wants to start with a synopsis?
I thought you were the one.
Introduce you guys.
Oh. I'm Nick, and this is...
Bicona.
And this is...
my name's...
You guys, it's not even been a minute. We do.
Just bleep it. No, we have fun.
Do you want to redo it?
No, we just no, fucking... No.
Okay. Alex.
I'm Alex.
And Vicky.
I'm Vicky.
Girls.
And I'm Nick. I forgot to say my name.
Yeah, instead he said a bad name.
We've got two Nicks.
So what's to do with a short synopsis?
Not Sonskin.
I'll do it.
Okay, Zach, do a short synopsis.
It's been a while since I've seen the movie, so I might skip a few things.
It's been like 2 weeks.
Basically, it starts off as little girls.
So that's what you remember, Zach? Okay.
That's
a little concerned.
It starts off as tiny Natasha and her sister.
Sister?
Yelena.
Yelena, whatever her name is.
Yelena.
Thinking of Groove.
By the way, I just gotta put it out there.
Oh God!
Hottest Marvel movie by far. I mean, come on, you can't disagree with that. I mean, the both
I mean,
lead
yeah,
actors are hot, and I'm not talking about David Harbour either. But I mean,
I thought you were. I think you definitely are.
Perfect trio of hotness, right there.
I'm really glad. Are we a minute in?
I'm doing the synopsis.
We're like. One and a half minutes in.
No, just okay, play it safe.
Keep going. Okay, no, I was gonna say like, no, keep on going. I'll bring it up later. Just go.
Okay. So the movie starts off pretty tame. It's just like it's them in an American house, and with David Harbour as their dad, and I don't know the actor that plays the mother, but
mom.
It's not the same actor mom. Who's later.
Really?
Isn't that?
No, they're two different people, yeah.
What the heck?
I thought it was just like makeup.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. The mom is a totally.
Alright, well look on
actress.
Google, see what they say.
Well it's weird.
It's either CGI or
returns
different actor.
Later is a different actor.
David plays Alexi.
Yeah, Alexi.
Alexi.
I'm just gonna call him Red Guardian.
Okay. I'm just gonna call him Alexis.
Who he is.
Okay, continue.
That's okay, right?
Anyways, yeah, they're a family. And basically, I guess the police get on them because they're actually, like, Russian spies or something. And, yeah, so they escape the country. The mom gets shot trying to escape. They get to, where'd they go, Cuba?
Yeah.
They went to Cuba.
And then, basically, the dad, I guess the dad kind of just betrays both the girls. And they get... needled and
they
taken
get
out.
Needled. super combined, they just explode.
That's not happening.
They go to training basically, right?
Yeah, they get put into the Black Widow program, and they get trained to be these assassins that follow every order, no matter what. They don't have control over it. And the dad is just kind of like, hey, I'm Red Guardian. And then the mom gets taken away to the hospital, I guess, and they save her. But you don't know that till later. And then a really awesome scene starts that I think was the best scene of the whole movie.
Like, where she's changing?
The ass shot?
Where she's changing?
Yeah, in the room.
What?
She's like changing.
No, she never does that.
Actually, she does. It just shows a bunch of bruises on her back.
Yeah. Oh, that part.
So, yeah, get fucked.
Yeah, he wasn't paying attention to that.
Oh, God.
9 out of 10. Anyways.
That's your review for the movie. You're done.
There was how many?
Something happened after that?
So basically, Natasha's sister is, like, trying to free all of the widows with that stupid red mist.
Well, first of all, she was trying to get the red mist. It was, like, a mission to, like, intercept it.
They were hunting another, like, rogue widow. Or something
that was trying
to like save
distribute it, yeah.
Save them.
Yeah.
Then her character ends up killing that character, but before she dies, she unleashes one of the what would you call it?
It was like a mist.
It basically unbrainwashes Natasha's sister, and then that causes her to like be self-thinking. She takes the rest of the mist,
and she goes rogue.
And then that calls in Taskmaster, who's like the person who can like hunt down the widows. So then what happens after that?
She disappears. It gets sent to Natasha for some weird reason, and then the Taskmaster goes to Natasha to like get the mist, and kabloom goes car.
Why did she have the mist?
Because her sister sent it to her. Because her sister thought. Well, I don't know.
The guy gave her the box of her things, so, and she looked in there, and it was all the mist, with the picture of
it was sent to
the
an
guy,
embassy,
like,
though.
Shit and everything.
Yeah, like, the guy, like, who brought all the stuff.
Yeah, he was hey, this was mail from, like, an embassy or something, and it got brought to Natasha, and it was in Natasha's hand because her sister thought she could do more with it than she could or something.
Because she's, like, an Avenger or something.
Yeah.
She was an Avenger. Before they had the fight, basically, she could have just took it to Stark. Stark could have just manufactured the hell out of the thing and then just spread it all over the world. And
But they weren't on talking terms at that point.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, this movie takes place during what?
It takes place right after Civil War.
Yeah. After Civil War, right before Infinity War?
Yeah, so
I would say right before, because it takes a little bit to get to Infinity War after the movie's done.
Something that caught me off... Because they kind of mentioned it when all the SWAT guys are going after her was, like, she assaulted the King of Wakanda. And I kept thinking of, not T'Challa.
Wait, what?
I was thinking of T'Chaka.
Yeah, when did that
Black Panther's dad for some reason. I was like, she never hit his dad. What the heck?
No, yeah, so it was.
Because she, like, tased him and, like, stopped him from getting Bucky or something. Or
yeah, that's the reason why.
Oh. Exactly.
Back in Civil War. Quick recap. That was it.
Yeah, that's what happens in between the movies. It's kind of weird because, like, for the first Phase 4 movie, because it's the first movie of it, because, you know, some of the TV shows came before, but it's, like, it's really weird as a Phase 4 movie to start off because it has nothing to do with actual Phase 4.
And
except adding the sister and the dad to the mix.
Like we said, like when we watched it, we're like, you're not really gonna care about like what happens in the movie because there's no sort of like tension, because you're like, we already know she dies like later on. So what's the point of making this some sort of like suspense to it?
I mean, I think it was more of a send-off movie. It was kind of like to give Scarlett Johansson like one last like shabam before she went away.
They only made this movie because fans wanted it for so long. They wanted an origin story, which
they
this
wanted to
really
see
wasn't.
What happened in like when Clint first met.
Yeah, like before like she got into
that would have been
a far
more enjoyable movie.
Yeah.
But they only made this movie for that purpose.
Send off, I think.
Yeah, it was a better send off.
Yeah.
And the only real thing connecting this to Phase 4 was that last, like the last credit cutscene or whatnot. That last scene.
I will have to admit, like, the end credit scene was one of the worst end credit scenes there ever was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it, I mean, at the end of the day, all it is setup. That's all everything has been in Phase 4 so far is just setup.
Yeah.
So, gotta be a little lenient on it, I guess. I'd be excited for the future.
So basically, Natasha and her sister meet up. They fight for some reason. And then they go bust out their dad, who's like, because he's like, he's the closest to the guy that they're trying to kill. Dracov, is that his name?
Right.
Yeah.
Dracov. Because he's the Red Guardian.
He was so basically his right-hand man. That was the point of it.
Yeah, so they bust him out of prison. We're like, we got you out of prison. Take us to Dracov. He's like, bro, Dracov's the reason I'm in prison, dog. So, like... Sorry.
Why did we just start trying to kill each other in the beginning when they first see each
no
other?
Idea.
Wait, what happened?
You know when they first meet up in the beginning, they just start like duking it out and just trying to kill each other when she meets her in that apartment?
Oh, I don't
know. They couldn't trust each other because she thought she was still under like manipulation or something. Or they each of them just didn't like have the trust in each other.
They just couldn't trust each other yet. I mean...
Well, they're just
it's been
sisters.
Years since they saw each other, too, so, like,
they
don't
know who's working for who.
Yeah.
And why would...
It was a little
if
strange,
she didn't trust...
But...
If she didn't trust Natasha, why did she send the to her? Fucking...
That's true. That does not make any sense.
Duh.
Either.
I guess that's true. Why would you...
Who directed this movie?
Why would
I
you...
want to talk to them.
Why would you... Yeah, that's... It oh, could... that's... That makes me even more mad. Why would you...
So
ah,
dumb.
That's stupid. God. Okay, so...
I don't trust you, sister, but
where
you
we
have this very
movie?
Important
at
plot
point. At the
point,
if you think about it, she didn't want Natasha to come after her. That's why she sent her the vials and didn't give it to her herself. She thought, you know, she's a big, mighty Avenger. The Avengers will take care of it. She didn't know they were in a fight.
Mm.
I'd assume at that point. So
yeah.
Maybe she was a little skeptical of why Natasha is coming to her face-to-face. And... Or were they Italy or something? I don't even know.
Yeah, you're right.
Were.
Whatever.
But maybe she was a little cautious. At
Not
that
JK.
Point.
That seems
she's
stupid.
Like, why'd she come after me?
So they rescue, their dad, and then they have the whatever talk. They talk about how he misses being whatever and how he got to where he was. And I'll just make that part really quick. And then they meet their mom and talk a little bit. And the dad tries to, I guess, reconnect to his daughters. But something that I found really annoying during the movie is I don't really care about him. I mean, I think he's like...
The family or the dad?
I guess the family. I mean, they do that thing where they're like, oh, we tried our best. Like, I remember watching the trailer and thinking it really funny. As like, oh, they're all these operatives and they're having like a funny family moment. But like, the dad is terrible. He's a terrible person. He cares about himself. And then you try to make us like laugh at his joke. I can't laugh at his jokes. He's terrible. Also, sorry, David Harbour, but you're in terrible movies. Like, you're great in Stranger Things, but you were in Hellboy, which was rated terribly, and you were in this, which was also rated terribly.
Actually, it was rated pretty good, but you just think it's terrible.
It was rated, like, a 6.5 on IMDb.
Oh. Well, last time that I checked was, like, right after watching me, like, 2 weeks ago. It was pretty good.
What was it?
I don't know. It was higher than that. It was
7.
Did you like the movie?
A lot higher than that.
Did you like the movie?
I felt indifferent when
I
first watched it.
We know Zach liked the movie.
But in hindsight, I can...
I like the movie for, I'm not gonna say that.
You can't say that.
For some assets.
So, because Jack brought it up earlier.
Bingo.
And you said
keyword.
What did you say earlier? Oh, like every single somewhat serious moment is broken up by like comedic relief. So unfortunately, that is something that every single movie has been trying to do now, but like nobody can get the timing right, and everybody ruins it constantly. What was the last movie we watched? Not.
Black Widow.
No. Inception? Not before Black Widow, not before Inception, and not quite.
Oh, Cruella? Army of the Dead.
Was it Army of the Dead?
Yeah, it was Army of the Dead.
No, not Army of the Dead.
Are you
sorry.
Sure?
I'm thinking of Mitchell's versus Machines. That was another one.
That was
they, like,
really early.
No, I thought that
I know
movie
that was like
well.
A super long time ago, and I know it was supposed to be a comedy, but it was one of those things where they just kept on egging it on, and their timing was terrible. You guys didn't watch it, but like,
also never got uploaded.
Yeah.
We also never uploaded.
It never got uploaded. But sorry, but that's the thing is like you said earlier, it's like you have these somewhat serious moments, and they're broken up by like kind of half-assed humor that's really not that funny. Sorry, I mean,
I thought it wasn't that bad.
I just want to say, yes, I thought the whole like sentimental family part, like I agree where like this Yelena was kind of like, oh, this was the only family I ever really had because their childhood sucked ass. I mean, let's be honest, their lives.
She never knew her parents.
No, and like that was the only family she had. So I kind of understand like the family point at that, but. Yeah, the dad wasn't a very good father, and they were only together like 3 years. Like 3 years of that.
I guess that's true. They like had a sort of family for 3 years, and he was like, I hated every bit of it.
I mean,
I understand creating some sort of like emotional connection to somebody over 3 years, but
it's definitely possible.
I think it should have been a little longer for them to really be like, oh, I actually like them.
So,
because it is like the father deep down does care about the two kids. Apparently, he has a tattoo of both their names on his.
Oh, I saw that too.
Which is stupid to me. So you're telling me that he has had this connection with them for 3 years, and you're telling me that he was like had some sentimental, which he showed none of.
Which that's what I mean. It's like I wish they had like maybe like. 7 or 6 years, maybe at the very least.
That, and at the very least, like, when he's trying to take away the daughters, he was like, oh, it's going to be okay, and then just didn't care at all. Because he was like,
he sold them away.
But if he was, like, trying to keep his daughters from getting taken away, I feel like that would have been kind of a better way to...
Well, they weren't actually his daughters, though. He was just assigned to watch them.
Right, he was assigned them. So what sort of...
But also, like, that was his job. He was supposed to be like, yeah, this man's doing this for, like, to little girls. That's okay. And, like, he was just going along with it because he got to, like, you know, fight crime and stuff and do all that, you know.
But don't you think a better story would have been, like, it happens the same way. They escaped the country. Maybe they even lasted a little longer in America. Maybe they lasted, like, 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
They finally get to Cuba. The mother's hurt. The father shows some sentimental, like he shows... that he actually kind of cares about the mother being shot because he doesn't at all in the movie. And then, like, he straight up leaves the two kids kind of, like, back behind. He just goes up to his friend, his boss, what's up, bruh? But instead, I feel like it would have been a better way to be, like, he's caring about the mother. He's like, go get her help right now. And then they try to take away the two kids, and he tries to stop him. Maybe or kind of like argue with
or at
him,
least like,
be
say goodbye in a way,
like let's not do this, and then that's why he gets put in prison by Dimitri.
He didn't do that, or whatever. He didn't try to stop them. He was like, hey, give me the gun because, yeah, like,
it would be a better story.
Natasha was holding the gun against the people, and she was like screaming in Russian or something, he was like, hey, give me the gun and go with these bad people.
It's going to be okay.
Which is stupid. Exactly.
It would be a better story if what I'm saying happened.
I agree with you.
I don't think so.
And say, okay,
but it would make sense why he got put in prison. Why did he get put in prison?
I think he was just like, he was done being useful to Dreykov, so he's just like, okay, I'm done with you,
I guess.
And here's something that I kind of was like, I know it's a Marvel movie, I know it's a movie, but like, I'm a stickler for it. So you have how old is Black Widow's sister at this point? Like,
Yelena?
When she's a kid?
Yelena, yeah, when she's a kid.
I think
she was like five.
Six or something.
Okay, six, right. So if they were there for 3 years, she would have been three when she was brought there, which means she would have had no possible way.
Or maybe she wasn't three.
To learn Russian unless she learned Russian and English at the same time. With that said, both of them are sent off at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are in Black Widow for probably around the same time, maybe Black Widow like for maybe like 10 less years. Why does Black Widow not have a Russian accent?
Maybe Yelena just wanted to have.
She
an
was
accent.
In America for so long.
You can't.
She
can't
was in America
want
for
to have an accent. The thing is
yeah,
that
you can. You can like you can talk in an accent for so long that you just talk in that accent.
I still find it a little weird how the younger one kept the accent and the older one didn't, while the older one probably would have been around being in Russia for a longer amount of time.
Yeah, but also Natasha, like, had to go into, like, she was in the USA, so she had to, like,
change. No, I'm talking about both of them. And for some reason, Yelena has an accent and Black Widow doesn't.
Right. Well, because it's like I said, Nick.
Natasha doesn't like using her accent because she doesn't like.
She doesn't like remembering that part of herself. She also was in the United States for so long.
She's trained to use many different accents. She's Black Widow.
The thing is, like, we even see the dad, like, use different accents. Like, I was like, is he speaking an American accent or is he speaking a Russian accent? Yeah, he's speaking
an American accent. But the thing is you have, like, the thing is that we, as Americans, we don't understand, like, having an accent. Fighting an accent is the hardest thing to do. Like, trying to do, like, any other accent for us, because I feel like American is, like, or English is the most blandest one you can have. And then from there, you build on, like, different ways of doing it.
It's just because English is, like, or American is kind of like a mix of everything.
Right, and that's the thing. But, like, fighting an accent is the hardest thing, and I just don't understand why.
Do all the actors speak, do they all have, like, an American accent regularly?
Well, then...
David Harbour does.
I don't know about the person who plays as Yelena. So then that also brings up the other fact. You have all these other Black Widows who are within Russia. Why do they speak different languages and they don't speak Russian? Because there was one who spoke French and one who spoke African.
Or they taught
well, not African, but whatever language.
Well, that's also because he like was grabbing girls from different kinds of like... countries and places. I feel like it wasn't that what he said.
So does that mean when you're under mind control you learn a different language?
I think you get taught so that you can be essential to bringing down the you know, the system
you're assigned,
because that's what he had them just like break down or like start wars, like tear down governments. That's what he had them do. That was his plan for the Black Widows. So if they're gonna do that, they need to be able to learn and speak the language to blend in, to be able to topple those governments or start those wars and do that. So I don't know, maybe like when Natasha was learning all these languages, she had to adapt and learn how to get rid of an accent so that she could efficiently do those accents. So
also, I mean, like,
there's weird.
Dude was just like that. Yeah, there are weird
the most undepth resource in the world.
Quarrels. Yeah, that part was a little cringy. Also, like, really quick,
did not need that.
Yeah, you didn't need it. Was kind of dumb. And also, like, a part that I know it sounded dumb, like, or it was, like, supposed to be, like, the image of them all training or whatever. It looked stupid in that big hallway where they're, like, sitting on the ground and they're, spinning. Like, doing somersaults. Nobody does that. Because it,
I've
like,
seen that in a lot of movies, though.
No. I mean, if they, like, if
anybody's... Try and do a somersault with a gun.
If anybody's on, like, the ground with a gun and they, like, fumble over or, like, I don't know. It looked stupid.
Or you do, like, you do a somersault trained. And you have your finger on the trigger and you just shoot yourself in the stomach and you're just like... Oh,
they could have had them... What they could have done is just had a scene of them, like, fighting each other instead of having them, like...
Oh, yeah, they were all in, like, stances, just, like...
in unison, like, for some, because, like, they did...
I mean, what if that kind of portrays them as, like, being robots and actually being human, because they're being controlled, so they look like they're just...
I think that's kind of the point.
Yeah, so they did that for a reason.
I wouldn't look into
speaking of the fighting and all the, like, choreography for the fighting, did the stunt doubles, like, get severely hurt at all?
Like,
why don't you go ask them?
They're professionals. I don't think they would get hurt.
Did you see the way they were being thrown in the movie? They're just fucking. Their necks were just hitting corners of doorways and shit.
Part of that is. Okay, so I watched.
None of that is CGI.
No, some of it is CGI. No way. But also, it's padded.
Padded?
Yeah. They pad. So you don't realize how much stuff is removed, and they're doing wire pulls, so that the corner they're hitting is probably padded.
Of course, they're not just gonna hit a hard.
Yeah,
so like that scene right where Black Widow or Natasha just like falls down a building and her legs just like land on a pipe and she completely bends backwards and breaks her back, but then she lands on her legs.
Is it one continuous shot where they do?
No, it's not one continuous shot.
Then she doesn't do that.
How the fuck do they? They told her would have fucking broke their
spine. Do you not know how movies are made?
Yeah, then why are you asking the question?
What the fuck?
I'm just saying it's stupid.
Sorry, and then you've offended tons of stunt actors who throw themselves off 30-foot buildings and land as a profession. I gotta give props
to stunt actors. They do some
crazy especially stunt women, considering that they have less padding on their body.
It's not stupid, but, like...
Something that you have to understand is, like, for guys, so for instance, like, there's I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a Mission Impossible movie, the one with the actor who plays a Superman. There's a bathroom scene where a guy gets thrown through a mirror and like gets thrown through glass. The entire floor of that bathroom is made out of foam. So when they're getting thrown on the floor, it's made out of foam. So most action scenes are used with those, or they'll like have pads on the outside, or like they do this as a job. But when you're a guy and you have this suit on, it covers your entire body. Fortunately, when you're a woman and you have a dress scene, you have no room for padding. So when you're getting thrown through a window in stilettos, you don't got that padding, so you best be using your boobs or whatever they use.
So, like, what movies did they do that?
They did it in, like, Fast and Furious movies or whatever. But anyway, like, kudos to them for doing that. But in this one, like, they had on full suits, so...
I mean, they could also, like, be wearing, like, some sort of, like, tights. And, like, if they're going through, like, a window or a glass, just have, like, the easily breakable ones that when they just touch it, it breaks. So it doesn't,
yeah,
like,
they use
impact
sugar
them.
Glass and fake glass and all that stuff. And
so
sometimes
they find
they
ways where it looks like it's real.
And sometimes they do have real glass, but what they do is they set a charge on it.
I've seen that, where
they explode it right when they hit it.
It.
I mean, you could rewind it, but anyway.
I guess. I
mean, we should totally do the Lord of the Rings.
Okay, guys, back to Black Widow.
Sorry, I was about to say,
yeah,
like,
can we keep going on with the synopsis?
Yeah, go on.
This is such a long synopsis.
It's not a synopsis. We're just explaining.
I know this is a little off topic for MediaMix, but like, if anybody puts a comment, tell us if you want us to do a synopsis. Like, it's lengthy, I know, but if we can do a better way, just put it in the comments.
If you want us to use the one on Google, let us know.
Don't use
we
the
have
one on
that
Google.
Option.
So or we can just not do a
they
synopsis
don't even
at all.
Don't even watch the video. Just look it up on Google, guys. Cause
what the
fuck? Oh, while you're down there,
like,
go give
bro.
It up.
We gotta make it up ourselves.
Yeah, well, also, while you're in Google, look up some of the butt shot scenes as well.
Yeah.
Speaking of Google.
They're great.
If you look at the cast list for this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. is in it.
Yeah.
Wait,
we still don't know why. We looked it up.
Just his name, like, not any, like, character name because, underneath it. It's just him.
Oh, like, when you look it up on Google?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, like, number four or something.
Don't trust those. Anybody can put any name on it.
Well, like, it's on that, but it's also on, it's on two different things that it's
I
on.
I've seen it on TikTok. I've seen it on Google Images.
He's not going to be in it.
That's an easy Photoshop.
He's not even going to be in
it.
You know,
but window. It is on Google, though.
He's dead.
On Google?
Yeah, it's, like, search up, like, the cast of them.
He's all, I mean, like, that's exactly why Chris Evans wasn't in this movie either. They just don't have contracts anymore with Marvel.
Well, they should have had either him, because they mentioned him in the movie. I feel like if they mentioned him, it would have made the movie a little bit better. Or if they show Clint in it towards the end, some part of, like, him being in it to, like, I guess, like, bring us more into the movie, be more interested, I think
it
would be a lot better.
Clint being in it would be interesting.
So
they needed more.
Well, Robert, I mean... It does segue into the Clint's movie. Sorry, Nick, I cut you off. But
I was really quick going to say, like, Robert Downey Jr. was supposed to be in a cameo earlier in the script, but then they cut it. So that's why he's a part of it.
Yeah,
but what
cameo would he even play? He hates
her.
I don't freaking know.
Yeah.
Maybe
but, like,
show
what
up.
If, like, at the end of, like, the credit scene, they just, like, after, like, you know, the whole scene with, like, the lady talking to Elena, you just see, like, Clint just, like, look over his shoulder and the slow zoom in, like, it fades to black, and it's just like,
but that wouldn't work.
It would have been so cool. I don't know, man.
Speaking of,
and then Tony Stark shows him, he's like, I love you 3000.
Speaking of the end of the, like, movie, I know this is really a dumb critique,
like,
but
the after credits scene,
yeah, well, no, before the credits, when like Black Widow shows up and she has her new hair. I, like, saw her in her blonde hair, and I was like, ugh.
You see that about a lot of people getting their, like, hair dyed blonde, though.
But, like, she
so
had
that's
her eyes. She
of
looks
you.
Like she doesn't have eyebrows.
Yeah.
No, she looks like
she didn't dye the eyebrows.
Yeah, she did. That's why I didn't.
You can look that up on Google.
I can look. I mean, they can look it up. I can look it up for your sake. But, like, she doesn't have any eyebrows. No offense to Scarlett Johansson. You have wonderful eyebrows. But, like.
Not when they blonde, though.
You don't look
you
good with blonde
plants.
Hair. I'm sorry.
I mean, she wanted to pull
obviously,
off as, like...
Obviously, the director of the movie
did,
highlights
isn't the reason why she did blonde hair in the movie is because, like, it had to show time passing and she wanted to forget, like, her past or something? I don't know.
Now,
so
I
she
dyed
hair blonde.
Obvious, but apparently some people missed it that, like, the jacket that her sister was using is the one she wore in Infinity War.
Yeah, I saw things about that.
I mean, that is kind of obvious. That's a,
they spent that's a how much easy, money to show that she wore a certain type of outfit? Okay, but show her eyebrows with like the original hair.
With the original hair?
Yeah. Yes. The one where she's like, why do you do that stupid pose where you put your ass out? Yelena
stole this movie.
She draws on her eyebrows. I really thought it was like that looks like
okay, yeah. What if her eyebrows were actually a lot lighter? She just drew them on before.
But still, it just doesn't.
What her eyebrows look like?
It doesn't matter. Apparently, Nick does. But I've got it. Is that from Hot Take? But
dude, she looks so hot in the original Avengers uniform.
Yeah, because
you should not have had me on this podcast. I don't know why I'm here.
She looked good. She looked the best in Iron Man 2 because that was the oldest like a Marvel movie that she was in.
That was also the youngest version of her.
Yeah, no offense. So
she aged wonderfully.
That's
but
not why I said that. Well, she just looks good in it.
Anyway, besides that, can we
go ahead?
Can we talk about whatever?
I know what I'm wearing for Halloween.
All right. Speaking.
Oh,
is there
you had a
good. You guys want to talk about?
Sorry.
Speaking of Black Widow uniform.
Shut up.
Going back to what Nick or Jack. Oh my God. Whose name? Going back to what Zach was saying. Like Yelena did steal the movie. Like
I thought she was.
Oh yeah. She was my favorite over, character. Yeah, she took over most of the scenes, and I like and enjoy every single one that she was in.
Okay.
She was so ironically funny. Yeah, I loved her.
There was a. Sorry, Alex. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
After I finished my statement, thank you so much. No, I finished it.
I didn't mean to. So there's a dumb scene. I brought up to Jack earlier. You know the scene where she's like about to shove the staff in the turbine and the engine? Yeah. No. Excuse me, but no. Because that's not how turbines work. They suck in air and they blow it out the back end. So if you're going to stand up there, you and your 145-pound ass, and you're gonna stand above that. I would have died laughing in the theater. She was like, "I love," died. Because no, that's not how it works. Because she's not superhuman. The only training that she's had is like how to be like an assassin, but that doesn't give you super quads to where you can stand there and not be affected by jet engine. Like, and also three. The person goes, she's on the roof while she's standing there, and they've got a good 15 seconds. These people are trained with guns, and they go to, she's on the,
yeah, her getting up on that fucking jet or whatever.
No, that was stupid.
Was the most un-Black Widow thing you could do.
I
don't even remember what you're talking about.
You don't remember? The don't part remember.
Where she climbs on the side of that, like, copter jet thing.
Thing was like the station was like falling apart.
Yeah, people are trying to leave, and she stands
like,
above it.
I always loved you.
And also, that's not how explosions work. Her legs would have just gotten like, and just blown off. I'm sorry, but
we've been over this, in the Nobody podcast, how to do explosions.
Marvel technology, man.
Yeah. And also, that parachute must have been just like the most miraculous and lucky parachute because they pulled it.
Really early.
Yeah. Really early.
That whole scene was lucky.
And none of the debris was going through.
And that debris
it.
Didn't just like clip it, like just like a small, like just go through it. She's like, and just like.
What? Also, how did Yelena not get like extremely hurt when landing? Because she was unconscious.
How did she not hit any debris at all?
She was unconscious and she was just laying on like underneath like a few things, even crushed.
Did she also not like use the handles?
I don't think so.
To change what direction? Did she just stand there and was like, "I'm ready to die," and then just like and smack? You have these
time
excellently
to die.
Trained people and. I don't know. Also,
no,
like,
I'm getting the vibe you guys didn't really like the movie.
Oh, no. Dude, I would have fucking died laughing. We're like, okay, so Black Widow is diving through the debris, and she's just like in arm's reach of Yelena, and then Yelena just gets flattened by the debris. It's like, yeah, just.
Also, that station is the longest falling thing I've ever seen in a movie, besides like the bus in Inception. But, like, that's the only thing.
The van?
Or the van, the bus. The van in Inception.
No, I think it fell slower than the van.
But, like, the engine explode, and they kept a... that's not...
Controlled crash?
A controlled, like, thing just fell out of the sky. Because she already blew up the things, and you could see the turbines go, like... And then, like, they die. That thing should have been falling out of the sky like a bat out of hell and just was like... And, like... How big was that thing?
Like,
I feel like it also should have caused more damage on the ground, too.
Yeah.
It was very... I think the whole idea of the station was very, like, comic-y.
It was very comic-y, and, like, I understand that. But they had helicarriers, right? And those were, like, kind of believable because it's like, yeah, I can understand it. Like, it's just a really big – because, I mean, we have big planes and we have spaceships. So all you got to do is combine them. And, like, if you have enough money, you can make that nowadays, I feel like. But, like
– nah, bro. If they wanted
floating to go... island, because that's what it basically was. And what do they call it? The Red Room?
Yeah, they called the entire ship the Red Room.
The Red Room, which is stupid.
What? Like, all if right. you spell right, it Red backwards, Room. It's more.
Yeah, and then they have freaking Danny DeVito as the main villain who, like... Yeah, sorry, he looks like Danny DeVito, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah, but he's, like, worse because he's, like, not really a known actor. I mean, he's probably in some stuff.
I
am the
trash man. That would
be hilarious if it was Danny DeVito.
And I understand the
whole... I kind of wish it was.
But they're saving him to play the trash man.
Yeah, they are. And the whole scene...
I am the trash man.
Where, like, I get it. She has to break her nose to sever the nerve. And she has to wait until he says his evil plan for her to break her nose. But, like...
Well, she wanted him to break her nose. That's why she had him hit him or had
no,
him hit
no, no,
her.
No, because he doesn't finish the job.
Her head. Yeah. Like, I think she was just wanted flexing. She expected him like to break her nose, but he wasn't strong enough to actually break it. So that's why she had to do it herself.
To wait for like the perfect plan and for him not to just say like Taskmaster killer. She would have had to wait for that perfect plan, but like if why didn't she just break it beforehand? I understand
because she wanted
upset.
Him to believe that like the effect of like not being able to like attack him was still working, but she just turned it off and she was able to like hurt him.
Listen, y'all are getting the whole scene wrong. Black Widow just wanted to flex, bro.
I guess
she just wanted to flex.
Kind like, of
bro.
Also,
you punch me, bro. I can take a punch. Friggin', you punch like a little girl, and then she can like break
little
her own
girl,
nose.
Little girl,
right? And then she beats him up. And he's like, "What were she
get
good?
Shit on? Get memed on?" No. I like the twist that they did, whereas like it looked like the mom was betraying them, but it wasn't. Was anybody else like?
Oh
I was
yeah,
actually fooled by that.
Well,
yeah,
I
was too.
I saw the faces in the little masks, and I was like, oh, that's cool. She like borrowed one of those and used it for the one movie where she uses it with Fury, like. But I was like, oh, wait, that doesn't work timeline-wise, so, like, it doesn't matter. But I guess she managed to get a hold of that technology somehow. Don't know. But
who used that technology before?
Black Widow. Black Widow used the face thing in, like...
Yeah, I saw on Instagram.
In Civil War? Was it Civil War? No, Winter Soldier. Where she's in the conference room and she takes it off.
Oh, yeah.
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 Also, well, the mom was also, like, a technician, or not a technician, but, like, an... I don't know, a smart person who, like, invented stuff.
A smart person?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Talking about the mom reminded me of that pig scene that really made me upset. Uh-huh. Where she's just like, stop breathing. The pig's like,
and the she's like, why are you killing the pig?
Everyone's, like, looking at her like...
Like, so ma'am,
you had
what are you doing? What are you doing to the pig?
You had something that was like kind of a cool fact that you saw, Alex.
About
the red guy, David Harbour's character.
Oh, just that like his character is named Alexi in Stranger Things.
Oh my god, that's
There's
what I was
Alexi.
Thinking the entire time. Yeah. I literally was like, isn't that the guy who got shot at the carnival, like the Russian guy? And now he's playing a Russian guy.
Except the difference is we like that Russian character.
He was really nice.
Was his name Alexi in the comics?
I don't know.
Marvel?
I don't know. I didn't even
know
that.
My name's Alexi at work.
I didn't even know Red Man was even a thing in the Marvel. Which he
bro,
is.
They're really making a lot of like doppelganger, like Captain America's like U.S. agent and Crimson.
I saw
they've already been made.
Well, I saw a video that like kind of like
they start bringing him out now. Now that Cap's gone.
I don't know. I saw a video, like, someone was like, oh, if, like, Cap did go back in time, technically he would have been there, like, in the 80s when, like, the Red Guardian said he, like, encountered him or something. So, like, it makes sense, but, like, not really because, like, what?
I don't know.
You'll see a lot of different versions of Cap over the timeline. There's a Captain Britain.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are you talking about the what if?
That animation that's coming out?
No, Captain Britain is his own character. The what like if situation dude? Is like, what if Peggy Carter like became Captain, yeah, America.
Captain America?
Mm-hmm. I saw this like interview. That show will
be she good, was like, though. "I'm Captain Carter." In the what if that's what she said.
Is that her name?
That's what she said in the what if trailer.
She says her name.
Have you guys seen the what if trailer?
No, what is that?
It's like a 3D animated
it's like
Marvel.
It's like what if this happened instead of this
like,
one.
In the what if it's like what if the Black Panther was Star-Lord, which, right? And what if like Captain America was a zombie or some shit? I don't know.
It was like zombie.
And like if Captain America like never became the super soldier and Peggy Carter ended up being the super soldier.
What were you gonna say earlier?
Speaking of what if, I saw an interview with like Thor and Loki in it, like
Tom Hiddleston
and Chris Hemsworth, and they're like, what if instead of like what's his face, what if Chris Hemsworth was Captain America? So it wouldn't be like Captain America, it'd be like Captain Australia. Captain
okay, cool. Chris Hemsworth, like he really works good for Thor, but he does not work.
No, because like the question was like, if you were to be like any other like Avenger or Marvel about. Character, which one would you be? He said, Captain America.
Yeah, there's some actors in the in like the Marvel Cinematic Universe that just don't work for any other role, and it's
like
that unfortunate.
Tom Hiddleston was supposed to be Captain America.
Yeah, but
he auditioned
which actor? Huh? Could do all of them.
Tom Hiddleston,
the guy. Really? No, that's not what I mean.
Was he trying to
what
be?
I
no,
mean is
it,
like
who do what?
Y'all, we need to stop talking over each other.
No, what I was going to say is, like, there's actors in the Marvel Cinematic Universe who can't act anywhere else because of, unfortunately, they've already been in the Marvel, so you, like, that's who you remember them as. But, like, I don't know.
I mean, I'd rather be in the Marvel, like Cinematic Universe.
I understand
and then
that,
nothing
but,
else.
Like, having, like, Chris Hemsworth play as anybody else, it doesn't work because just the way his acting is super, like, just weird and stiff.
I mean, I see his brothers in movies. I'm like, haha, Thor's brother.
But, yeah. But, like, Chris Pratt works in tons of other stuff just because of the way his acting is. Chris Evans works in a lot of other stuff because he's just a good actor. Robert Downey Jr. But, like, you can't freaking put,
Hemsworth, like...
He kind of fits the role
Tom
of dumb blonde.
Wasn't he in
Tom
Snow Holland. White and the Huntsman movie?
I thought I'd play a pretty good Spider-Man.
Tom Holland
yeah,
worked.
I think he was.
Those movies were good.
Tom Holland worked in that Snow one.
No comment.
Yeah. What?
What do you say?
I said I thought I could play a pretty good Spider-Man.
I mean, you got the right shirt on.
Spider-Man.
No, he needs a spider. We need to get Zach a Spider-Man shirt.
Look, they spent all that money on CGI. I'm sure they can CGI like 80 pounds off. play an 18-year-old.
They did it with Chris.
Or like
Chris
15.
Evans.
Speaking of CGI, one of the scenes, like on the bridge when it was just silent, and then the crash.
Oh my god!
I kind of got scared for a second.
That's not CGI.
Fuck out of me.
I was trying to transition into the topic, but it didn't quite work, okay?
I was sitting next to Jack when that rocket launcher hit the car. I fucking jumped out.
Same. I jumped too.
I was
fucking just terrified.
That scene where Yelena and like Alexei are just like singing American Pie. And like,
I knew something was going to happen. And I jumped
American
just because it was
pie.
Loud.
They used that trope twice.
Well, the first or second time?
And they're like drinking whiskey and rap, boom, and then like
no, they
did
that I die.
Yeah.
That's when I exploded.
Yeah, it said die, and then all of a sudden, boom, explosion, mm-hmm. And then it was just like white light everywhere, and they're both like, "What the?"
That was
like,
a
director.
I thought Alexei
director
died.
Of the movie.
Alexei had like freaking 20 darts shot into him. He was like, "Ha, that didn't get me," and then it was
the
just like,
"Boom!" Only makes
it was like one. They said that, and then the 20.
So
hit him.
Actually, I'm sorry, I. Didn't mean to cut you guys off, but there's one character that we're skimming over that everybody kind of doesn't like.
Ooh.
Taskmaster.
Why we didn't like skim over. We talked about
because they didn't
bit.
Like because Taskmaster is actual like cool character, and they immediately are just like, we'll give him barely any screen time. Give her barely any. Sorry, I'm used to calling it him because that's who it's supposed to be. Sorry.
Excuse me.
What? I don't. I understand. Basic.
Wait, who is it actually though? Because they made it like
it was the daughter.
Yeah,
the daughter.
They made like, it the daughter, but in the like
in
what
the
it was
comics,
it supposed
it's
to
actually
be?
Supposed to be just a regular guy who's like that's his skill. It's not like a robot chip. It's just like
he's just incredibly
he's
like
trained.
Yeah, it's like, you know, photographic memory, like, but it's that except you can memorize people's skills and you can do that, right, which is like which cool. Is
like, so like, his, if he fought Thor, could he fight with a giant hammer and be worthy of Asgard?
No.
Oh my god.
But his whole thing was like,
we really didn't get to see that, like the whole like copying people.
Right.
Like,
which is at the beginning, it showed a little bit at the beginning, which I thought was really cool. I'm like, all right, this is they're kind of doing
2 minutes. That was it.
Yeah, it showed them. It showed her like scanning,
yeah,
like Captain America during Civil War or something like that.
Like, oh, and he was using a shield. They were there.
No, she was sitting there just watching. But
it's like the whole point of Taskmaster is he's supposed to be like part Spider-Man, part Captain America, part like
Iron
part
Man,
part like but all of them. Like he could whip webs.
The coolest thing about him,
a shield.
The coolest thing about him is that he'd learn new skills on the go. So he'd be finding somebody and he'd like immediately learn like how they fight and it'd be really cool. But it was kind of dumb because he had barely any scenes where he did that. There was nods, like they had like Black Panther with the claws. There was a scene where he like flips the or she flips the knife, and I'm like, ooh, and that like, okay, hands down, coolest thing in all the Marvel movies. The scene where, the Winter Soldier is fighting Captain America, and he like does like
with the knife,
and then flips the knife, and then does coolest scene. Yeah. I would watch that scene a million times and be satisfied with all Marvel movies because it's the coolest scene. But he does that. And then in the end of the movie, they're like, but he's good now. And he dies. Right? Or do they
that
take...
doesn't die.
Oh, do they not? Okay,
no,
so they make him
just, like,
good.
Save her.
But
it's stupid.
The thing that I'm excited for is that there's still a chance that the Taskmaster guy version that we're used to or, like, from the comics...
might be resurfaced.
Can still come back. Or can
how?
Still be a
because thing. Of what if? Or...
Because
well, the daughter was exposed
well,
to the mist, right?
Because of
so,
multiverses.
So, like, spoiler alert if you haven't seen Loki yet, but the multiverse is now a thing.
Well, okay, no. They've already confirmed that in Infinity War, though, in Endgame.
Huh?
They already confirmed that.
With
they
Doctor
already said
Strange.
That there's like, and that as
there's,
well, that there's multiverses.
There's multiple
versions.
Outcomes is what Doctor Strange was talking
mm-hmm.
about.
But the thing is about...
But the multiverse means that there's actually...
like multiple
like
versions of everybody.
Alternate realities. So it's like there
sounds.
Can be multiple Spider-Men now. There could be the what if
basically
show.
Basically Loki.
Like, yeah. They're Alligator Loki.
And I'm not.
It's like the what if series was thought to be just like kind of like a fun little show. Now it's canon because there's a multiverse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
so it's like they could just do anything now.
Right. And not
I'm
to like. Not saying that like. Having Taskmaster as a woman makes her a worse character.
That's not what made her bad.
But that's not what made her bad. What made her bad is that they just did not make her an interesting character.
She didn't look cool.
No, because Taskmaster's whole thing is that he is a skull for a face.
Right.
And in this one, they're like, oh, it's like a real mask. You could have made
it
look
like
more
he's doing motocross or some shit.
Right, it makes it look like a motorcycle.
Wouldn't
helmet.
It be kind of cool if like the girl was supposed to be thought dead? She died in like an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
What if her skull was showing?
Right, and they already have confirmed like
oh,
with Red
like,
Skull that's a possibility to be showing like their face melted off.
Like,
I don't know why. They
like
had to...
maybe the technology in the mask is keeping her like having her actual skull there and being alive. I don't know. Marvel Universe stuff. Be cool. It just showed her being a burn victim.
And
like not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's just like not cool.
And he gets like kinda cock blocked because he's fighting Alexei, right? And then for some reason the sister, Yelena, pulls out of nowhere, which I think she was doing something else in the scene, and then for some reason just kinda like while she's walking by, she's like, oh, I'll do this on the way, and then just like kicks him into a cell and then they shut the door.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, well, that's stupid because, like, he's obviously winning. And, like, but I kind of prefer that as opposed to, like, the super soldier, like, Red Man winning. I don't know his name. I don't
the
care.
The Red Guardian?
I don't care.
I think it would have been, wouldn't it have been better if he just, like, kicked the shit out of Red Guardian?
He did.
Just, like, went on to the next guy.
He did.
Which was
he somehow
Yelena.
Beat a super soldier, but then right when the moment when Miss whatever. Comes out of nowhere and she's just like, ah! And then like kicks him in. And like, he's stuck in this cell where it's like, he can't bust. She is stuck in the cell because like bulletproof glass or something or whatever.
She has a f-ing shield.
The heck? She has
or
a
she
shield.
She has the Black Panther claws.
She has all these different tools and things that she can use to get out, and she just stands there and stares at the glass like a freaking bird. And it's
whatever
just
that thing is on her back, she can just like make whatever f-ing tool she needs. Why didn't she just bust out?
Because
she's just like plot. Boom, boom. I use fist every day. Boom, boom, boom. So they made him look stupid in that scene.
Alright. Speaking of lack of Taskmaster, whatever. I can't speak. I'm going to bring up another controversial topic that I brought up before with Mortal Kombat.
What?
Same thing.
I didn't see that.
Well, do you think if this movie was a one season like show, would you think it would have been a little better? Because you would have seen her backstory and then you would have seen more of like in-depth.
No.
Kind of previous.
No.
No, really? I don't
oh,
really
no, no.
so.
Okay, so
nope.
actually, no,
nope.
I kind of. That's the. Because I thought Black Widow was supposed to be a series. So they're making all these series. I thought it was supposed to be a series. If they put it in a different timeline, and even if you were to say, okay, no Black Widow, right? Because, like, she's a dead character for whatever, you could have made a Taskmaster series that everybody would have loved because that's actually sort of cool.
Yeah,
and have
they
them
made
actually,
it like the comics.
Like, yeah. I don't know. It's one of those things where
but
it's
like... People apparently were expecting, like, an origin story of, like, Black Widow. And they didn't really get that exactly. They got, like, what, 10 minutes of it?
Right.
So, like, if they really wanted it and they... And that's the reason why they made, like, the movie. They should have made kind of maybe, like, a 5-episode kind of, like, show. Just dragging out a little more so they can get more what they wanted out of it.
Oh my
and
God.
They would have seen a lot
no,
more.
No, I don't think that would have fit very well. I think the movie is just fine as it is. Like, if it was a series, I feel like it just would have been dragged on.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't have had a point. Like, each episode just, I don't know.
Well,
it just
seen
it
more
flows
of, like, the
better
Taskmaster.
As a movie.
Well, the thing
I don't
is,
care.
Is like,
who it, the movie wasn't about the Taskmaster. It was
well,
about Black Widow and how she
about the
whatever she did whenever she's like, okay, whatever. I don't know. I like this movie and like the way they did it. I think it works well. I kind of wish there was just like an origin of what she did before Marvel, but whatever, it's fine.
That's the point.
I like okay, like
they
should have
made it
want...
like a movie where like what she did while she was doing
Mama
stuff for the
mia.
Red Room. I'm sorry.
Christ.
Now you can go.
I love you. So fuck God.
I love you
can't
too,
even
Zach.
What I was thinking about. But God, I love you so much.
We're
fucking. What are we at?
No, we have fun.
No, we're good. We're good on time. Sorry.
Keep going.
What were you gonna say?
I agree, like what she was saying, but like I feel like the same reason you didn't if someone didn't like the movie because she's like a dead character, they'd really hate a long series about her. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
But I get wanting to see her like her becoming a Black Widow. But at the same time, I really love the intro, like when the
with
credits
Nirvana.
Play.
Yeah, with the Nirvana
I
song.
Loved
of course you
it.
Did.
I mean, of course I did.
They should have taken it somewhere.
We're gonna make him sound like
little
a
little girl.
Yeah, it was a little girl.
Little girls in containers. They take them off the streets. Little girls.
Okay, and this is something that like I thought of.
I'm
so
not a
we've covered most scenes, right? Most of them.
We covered, like,
yeah,
everything.
We like got everything most, mostly.
I mean, end of
something,
the day, she kicks the guy's bad guy's ass. He dies. She won.
There's something that was missed.
Hmm. He doesn't die on screen.
You know the
though.
Scene where the mom yeah. and the dad are in the jet. One of the wings gets clipped off. How did they land? And how did it have its wing back?
How did it get clipped off again? What happened?
Because debris hits it, which didn't hit the Yelena and the parachute.
So
how did no
me,
shut
let
up
me explain it to you
shut
the
up.
Way the director would
shut up how does it land? Because it doesn't have its wing, and that's the dumbest thing to me, because all of a sudden they're just like, it's fixed.
Oh. I think they crashed.
I know what happened.
What happened?
So Amber immediately comes out of the Invincible universe and just
yeah, somehow. But it's that's stupid.
And then she
and
knows
I,
that
I think they crashed.
I really and I really want it to happen, and I know tons of people are going to disagree with me.
It's a TVA.
I wanted them to crash, and in the distance, like it's the scene of like Black Widow and Taskmaster, and they make up, and then it's like Black Widow and Yelena, and all you see in the background is just like, and they die in a hot fire, and the two dumbest f***ing characters in the movie just burn and die. Because they're dumb, they're stupid, they have no character development because they sit there and they loathe in their own stupid bowl. It's dumb. The movie's stupid. It wasn't needed. We're in the last hour of it. How does it end?
They escape.
Like,
they
we're
escape.
Gonna take all the widows.
we'll
take Dreykov's daughter, and we're gonna use the jet, right, that we just crashed in.
They took off trying to find other widows to like.
Yeah, they're like
set them free or something. Yeah. That's what how it
we're
ended.
We're gonna convert the widows.
They're like
to Christianity, and you go do your thing.
What they're having a freaking they're having a crusade.
they're having a crusade for all the widows.
And then.
Overall, the movie was pretty good.
No, it was not.
Yeah, I like the movie.
Okay, wait. Can I explain to you guys how they actually landed from the developer's seat, right? Okay, so the wing gets clipped off, right? So they're all, like, agents trained in, like, gymnastics or some shit, right? So they somersault out of that jet and land in a brand new jet. And then that jet lands in the movie. Right?
Yeah.
It makes sense. Make it make sense.
What are we talking?
Made it make sense.
What are you talking about? But
they were crashing, right? They were in a jet that was broke.
They didn't go into a new jet.
No, they didn't get a new jet.
No, listen.
No.
Oh my God. Because it makes sense, right?
No, it does not.
They're all agents. They can all do the goofy ass pose that Black Widow does, right? They just somersault out of that jet into a brand new jet. Boom.
Okay. So
I'm just kidding. It doesn't make
the
sense.
The scene where they're running to the strip, which is also for some reason that you have this massive friggin' like station in the sky, and it has the tiniest airway strip I've ever seen. The mom and dad take the last ship.
Mm-hmm.
How is there another ship there when the big important guy gets there?
How did they? What do you mean?
I don't think they took the last one.
From what it seemed like, that was
maybe there were more ships.
Also, hold on, I want to note something.
Probably more.
When they were getting to the Red Room, like in that airplane, wasn't it Black Widow who was driving as the mom because she had the mask on, or was that like after?
Oh my God!
Was that before or after? Because how the would she know how to get there?
That's true. That's stupid.
How would she know how to get there?
What did they tell? What would she say? Like, I don't remember how to get there. No, because she was flying. Like, okay, whatever.
Like,
mom
did they like
cruise control?
Also,
no,
was she the one?
Not flying.
Hold on. Also, was Black Widow the one that electrocuted Yelena or something? Because like, if they switched in that room before they like got there, that means that she would have electrocuted Yelena.
Yeah, but they did that.
Yeah, at that point were switched.
Did they also, in the scene where they're about to cut Yelena's head open, did they not pat her down? And if they're about to do surgery on her, why didn't they, like, strip her of her, like uniform and put her in, like, a gown?
They were just getting the brain out, so I guess they didn't have to take her clothes off. But, like, it just seems kind of sketch.
I can explain this one, too.
No, please don't.
No, please don't explain it. Please don't.
Because if they patted her down, right, Yelena could bring the whole company down with sexual harassment charges, right? So they couldn't do that. Boom. Thanks, explained man. It.
All right. Speaking of her.
Favorite actors?
Real quick. One thing.
Scarlett Johansson's butt.
Hold on.
Can we say something positive?
Scarlett Johansson's butt. Best actor. There you go.
I can agree.
It had a lot more. It had a lot more
screen time than Taskmaster.
Nick, say something good about the movie.
You want me to say something good?
Was there anything you liked about the movie?
All you do is trash.
I don't trash on all movies. I liked it. Okay.
Actually, do you like her sister?
No, if I say I like Inception, you're going to give me crap about that because I like Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
But. What did I like about the movie? I have to think about it.
I mean, can you?
I like the scene where all the widows are just beating Scarlett Johansson in the face.
Every scene I think of is met with, yeah, but this was kind of stupid.
Okay, come on, you gotta like the pocket scene though. Like I know there's so many pockets.
Okay,
I like the scene when Yelena talked about a uterus.
Wait, right, I got one. So like, okay,
did you guys ever see
the No Uterus scene? Movie?
No,
with
the Olympic
athlete guy who's like, he goes to Japan and gets like,
yeah, I've seen I'm broke.
Okay, that one scene, right? Where like, they make all the other inmates just punch him in the face like 500 times. They just go in a line and just punch him in the face.
That's not in this movie, though.
No, it's not in your movie. The scene where Black Widow is getting punched by all the f***ing other widows. They're just like, they're lining up, right? And Black Widow's like right here, and I'll just go like, boom, move this way. And the other one comes over, like, boom, and just like.
Hey, Nick, you want to know.
Come over here and punch us.
Nick, you want to know the difference between that movie and this movie? It was good.
Unbreakable was good.
Sorry.
That was a funny scene.
And it was actually based on a true story instead of this, which is a poop story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Sorry.
It kind of emulated that.
And I will say, okay, the only good part in the movie is any scene that had Taskmaster in it where he was actually doing something useful instead of being a stupid developed character who had no scene.
Yeah.
Where he actually fought and he actually did stuff. Because unfortunately, in the scene where he's fighting what's-his-name, I kind of fell asleep.
What, find
because
the
it
Crimson
was,
Star?
Yeah.
The Red Guardian?
I didn't fall asleep, but I just kind of, like, dozed off because it was kind of, like,
I almost called him the Red Chin.
Yeah, I gotta say.
Or the Crimson Chin.
You don't like usually, the pocket scene?
No, I didn't.
No, I like that.
I'm just saying, like,
Jack,
usually,
where are you?
Usually movies like this have...
I can't see you, Jack.
I don't want to
Where'd
be
you go?
For.
I don't want to be seen. All right, usually movies
Why is
like
the mic
this.
Over there?
Can you stop?
We can't hear
Put
you.
Put the mic
yes,
close
you
to
can.
Your mouth,
yeah,
man!
You can hear him from there.
I
cannot hear.
I can't see you.
Let him talk.
Post.
I'm done. Go ahead.
No, I want to hear
no,
what you have
play.
To say because
no,
it could actually bring
no,
more stuff.
Oh, come on, right. Come on, come on, come on. All right.
Usually, movies like this, even when I know the outcome of the movie, obviously the protagonist is going to win in the battle. Usually, they still have me on the edge of my seat. Like, I'm like, you know, I'm like, I catch myself clenching the seat, like grabbing the armrest, like all like scared and whatnot.
To clench your butt
not
cheeks.
Not scared, but like, okay, maybe I do, but but I'm like, you know, I'm like clenching up a little bit, you know, because I'm like, I'm on the edge. But this movie just didn't really have
didn't
me
really
on the
that.
Edge that
yeah.
much. It didn't,
so there's
like,
there's good ways of doing backstories, right? So for instance, one of the best examples I have, which you two won't understand, but Zach will, is Red Dead Redemption 2. Because what they did is they took a new character who's the main character who you don't know lives or dies because you don't know, like, whether or not they're just gone or they live or die. So it adds some sort of, like, suspense to it. Yelena. So that's something they could have done was have Yelena, like, you'd be like, oh, I don't know if she's going to live or die. But there's no scenes like that in it. Even the scene where they're, like, starting to draw on her forehead, like, you know, with a Sharpie.
Drive
it's
a mustache
still you're
on
like,
her face.
It would have been so much better. Well, I shouldn't say that, but
it would have been improved.
It would have been improved if they had a little bit more like suspense to the movie and blah blah blah, whatever.
Is like that scene, yeah. Like you were saying with that scene where they're crashing, you know, like raise the stakes a little. Like they could. That's a scene where they could die or something and make something happen.
And I don't remember if the wing gets completely clipped off. But
it does.
I remember,
it does.
Like, I remember like a part of it gets broken and they like lose control of it. So like I don't know how they
yeah,
bring
like
it
the
back.
Fucking whatever that one wing is that sticks straight up. Like is that the aileron or some shit? Jack,
no.
Is that the aileron?
No, that's not the aileron. How would he know? He doesn't fly.
He was in aerospace class. They don't teach you that. Yeah, they do. In aerospace.
No. It's the. Whatever.
I was in that class, but I forgot.
Back to, is there any other parts you guys want to
yes.
talk about?
Well, I have a,
go ahead.
I have a question.
Because
hold on,
I would let you talk, but they haven't talked, and we always yell at each other the entire podcast.
We're just sitting here, just watching and observing.
I apologize. All right.
Jack was wondering about this too, but do you think like they're gonna have like Yelena like continue off to be like a main like villain or like carry on like the story of trying to revenge her sister,
she'll
like from Clint killing her?
Oh, because
they're building.
Because Val's like sending her after Bart.
Yeah.
Now or something,
do you think they're
right?
gonna show that?
Yes.
Yeah.
In Hawkeye. There's okay. He's gonna have his own TV show eventually.
And then she's gonna like pop up in it.
Yeah,
do you think she's gonna be like a good part of it,
like
half of it, like just a small like little
be a part
scene
of
or
it.
Two?
Not a like.
I feel like she's
scene.
Gonna try to assassinate him, though.
It's gonna be like Godzilla vs Kong or Batman vs Superman, where it's like these two people are pitted against each other. They end up actually working each other to take on a greater like evil or something.
Well, you know what they're building,
yeah.
right? So,
No, it's a guarantee, fact. Probably. We know this is going to happen. So, they're going to pull that.
It is
that.
A little predictable.
Okay, because that's the thing about a lot of movies nowadays. When you watch enough movies, you kind of understand, like, cliches and tropes. And the thing is that,
I guess some movies that have come out, like, kind of don't follow the traditional, like, movie path.
The last movie.
Fear Street series.
Well, that one kind of has some tropes. The ending of it, right, but I'm not going to get into that.
The killing scenes.
But they're... the last movie where they didn't have that whole feeling of like trope that I've seen, and I haven't seen a lot of movies recently, but it's Tenet, Tenet's like in a whole new different breed of movie than Black Widow. Like if you put this next to Tenet, it's the same thing as like I don't know that but, like, anything I say might be offensive. So
for action for a standalone action movie,
let's
this was fine.
Invincible to My Little Pony.
But for we hold Marvel movies to such a high standard nowadays that it is just an average Marvel
movie. Well, no, but that's the thing that's the thing is that it's an average Marvel movie. So if you take away the fact that it's a Marvel movie, then it would be lower.
Natasha wasn't even in it. If like you didn't have any Avengers, like you were saying, nothing Marvel in it, it would just be an average kind of like adventure.
But it'd be
like,
worse. I think it's a similar story with the new Star Wars.
I think the reason why no one likes it is because this is basically like this movie was just like a buffer movie. It was just like a segue into like the next phase.
They needed something to satisfy the fans who wanted a Black Widow movie
while also like. Setting up phase four.
Yeah, they just needed something to connect. It's a
send off for Black Widow, and they wanted to use this opportunity to build upon more people.
But I think the old Marvel movies, like Iron Man and all, like Captain America, the first Avenger, it's like lightning in a bottle. You're not going to get that again, you know?
No.
Like the Star Wars movies and the new, like, Last Jedi and Force Awakens and all that shit. I'm not even going to say the other one because I hate it so much.
Don't compare the Marvel Universe to that.
Mark Hamill's just like, you know, old Star Wars fans, you know, don't expect lightning in a bottle when you go watch these movies because, you know, you're not gonna get that nostalgia. You're not going to get that same satisfaction.
You square up on a bug, Nick?
Yeah, no, there's a bug. But you,
it's amber.
But that's the thing is you have these movies, right? And it's like Star Wars and Marvel. And you have this franchise that like, it's like your baby. Right, and you give birth to this baby that you've been holding for 9 months, and you've been waiting. And you birth them.
What is the baby in this analogy? Marvel.
The baby in this analogy is like Marvel, right? And it's like your baby. Okay. But like to anybody else, right? It's just a regular friggin' baby. But since it's your baby, and say as in your, it's like the fan base, right? Mm-hmm. You have this baby, right? And you're just like, but I love him. But it's the ugliest motherfucker you've ever seen.
Oh.
And the thing is that you look at this baby and you're like, but it's my baby, so it has to be perfect. Even though it's ugly, it's my baby, so it's perfect. Take away the fact that it's your baby, it's terrible. So that's the thing. You have Star Wars. The last three movies were garbage fire.
Yeah.
But the thing is, since it was Star Wars, since it was your baby, it's gotta be good. Stop.
No, I think there's a difference.
There. But stop.
We're not talking about Star Wars.
Right, but not Star Wars. But the thing is
I
that
get what
can,
he's saying, though.
You
yeah.
can put these can on I, Marvel can... series and put it on Marvel movies. Stop acting like just because it is your baby that it's perfect. Your baby's freaking ugly, and you gotta see it every once in a while. And that's the thing is like.
Gotta come to terms stop. With the cold, hard truth.
But the baby is Scarlett Johansson.
But the baby is Scarlett Johansson. Unfortunately, they don't want to do that to a woman lead role.
I don't like where this is going.
And unfortunately, like you have tons of movies that have done like I don't want to say tons because there haven't been that many. But there's a lot of other examples where they have woman lead roles that are interesting and don't seem that thing where it's like they push it. They don't have to push it because it's already a good movie. And when you push it...
I don't think it was pushed in this
one. I don't think it was really pushed in this one. But the thing is that, unfortunately, there are movies that fall into that thing. Like, excuse me, Captain Marvel.
I don't think that was pushed... I don't think her being a woman was pushed either. I think
really?
I think Brie Larson is not a good actor.
I think...
I think they both kind of factor into
Brie Larson. Like, I just don't think you're
But the thing is about
Captain Marvel.
The thing is,
I don't know her name. I just know her character.
Yeah, but the thing is, the
you
thing
gotta
is,
know the names to look
Captain
up.
Captain Marvel.
Obviously, you know the girl name.
As a teenage boy, you gotta know the names to look
listen,
up. Okay,
I knew the name like 20 seconds ago, but I can't think of it now.
I'm 20.
I'm 20. You're digging yourself even deeper.
And here's the thing about like that whole thing about like Captain Marvel. I'll just say it really quick.
What's her name?
Having an unlikable character in a movie is understandable based off an actor. But her character in the comics is terrible as is, so hating her in the movie really isn't a crime because in the comics she's worse. Because
which one from the comic? The guy version or the girl version?
The girl version of Captain Marvel. Because no, I'll just say
can
really.
Can I answer her question?
Yes,
go ahead,
just
finish
I'll finish up. Captain Marvel tries to kill Spider-Man because a man has a bad dream and she's like, oh no, and then goes and tries to kill.
She's like, Luke
you
Skywalker.
Watched that one TikTok, didn't you?
Just like Luke Skywalker, exactly Last Jedi. I sent it to. Yeah. Oh, anyway, sorry. Let's get back to because I see Alex hating me for doing this.
What we're referencing is there's a whole TikTok based off of like this guy ranting on how terrible Captain Marvel as a person is, and like
I
wanna
see
he's
that.
Not wrong. I mean, she is kind of a dick character.
I never liked her, honestly.
But
I'm sorry, Brie Larson. Just the scene.
Brie
where,
Larson.
The scene where she, you're fighting.
Goose is undefeated.
The scene where she's fighting to whatever the song is. Was it Cherry Bomb? Yeah, whatever song they use, and that part where you're just like, ugh. Like
it's like, all right,
anyways,
let's.
You were like
can
that.
Can I answer her question?
Let's continue
this.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
So, basically, like you asked if she's gonna be a bad guy in the future, right?
Or
Yelena,
bad or good, or like whatever.
Like just have a role.
Or do you think her future's gonna be?
So I have an answer for that.
Okay, I want to hear it.
All right.
So basically,
answer.
If you don't know, Hawkeye's gonna have his own TV show in the future, and. It's basically the whole plot of that is going to be him training his daughter Kate Bishop to be the next Hawkeye. So what?
I did not know that.
So basically, I'm sure Yelena will play a role in that. She's going to be a bad guy going forward. Right. Now maybe they could do a twist. Yeah, that's the thing. They
I don't
maybe
know.
Could
like
do a
her
twist.
Character's kind of like
I think
in the middle.
I think they're gonna make it so that she's gonna kill Clint. Wait, is it that his name? Clint, right? Okay, I think it's gonna. They're gonna have it so it looks like she's gonna kill him, and then at the last moment, she's gonna be like, wait, I'm not gonna kill you because you have
switches.
Family. And like,
then
they're gonna
like,
make
Vin
it.
Shows up
they're gonna
he's
be
like
did
someone say
they're gonna
family?
Make her like this good person then. I think
they
that's what's gonna
that,
happen.
But what they're building up to is they're building up. They're from like the pat from these new TV shows in this movie, they're building up. A kind of a Dark Avengers team versus it's gonna be Dark Avengers versus Kid Avengers.
Kid Avengers.
So there's a whole team of Young Avengers. So Kate Bishop is gonna be a part of that.
So essentially, Justice
we
League.
Saw,
you guys ever
we
seen...
saw if you watched Loki, you saw Young Loki.
Yeah.
Oh my
god.
Would
be kind of a part of that.
I think so.
Have you guys ever watched that one 2D animation, The Next Avengers, with like all the young. Like versions of the Avengers.
The next Avengers are the Young Avengers.
Yeah,
kind of.
Like,
it's
but I'm talking about.
TV
okay,
I think I saw
like,
that. I think I saw
yeah,
that TV
and, like,
show.
Yeah, like Ultron kills off all the adult Avengers.
Yeah, it was like a it was an animated
like,
series, right?
It's like girl Thor.
Yeah.
Like, little boy Cap. Little boy Wasp or whatever, and then little boy Hawkeye. I think
so. It's gonna be a little different than that. Like She-Hulk is getting her own show soon. She-Hulk's gonna be part of Kids Avengers.
That would be so
the,
cool.
Part of the Dark Avengers, they'll be led by, I forgot his name. U.S. Agent, the evil Captain America. That the new Captain America.
So Val's gonna be a bad guy.
He will be a bad guy going forward. Yelena's gonna be a part of the Dark Avengers, or at least that's what they're setting up to.
She's so funny.
Then,
I love her.
All right, there'll be Red Hulk by the we saw what's
Red
his
Hulk?
Name?
Yeah, Red Hulk.
Yeah,
there's like
yeah.
She
Red
Hulk and
yeah.
Red
there's
Hulk.
There's She Hulk, Red Hulk. There's Grey Hulk.
So
not
you know,
Grey Hulk, Blue Hulk.
No, not
remember
Grey.
Remember the kind of old guy in Black Widow at the beginning where he
the
was
General.
Hunting? Yeah, General Ross. He was hunting Black Widow. He showed up for very little, but like. It was the old guy.
Yeah,
General Ross.
Well,
has been
she said. She said that he looked like sick though too. Like, well,
right?
Didn't
is,
I saw a video
he
that he
sick.
Was going to turn into something?
Yeah,
right?
He's going to turn into Red Hulk.
Yeah, he's sick because he's sick from gamma radiation, which turned
exactly.
Yeah.
Wait,
which makes
wait,
me
who
giddy.
Are we talking about?
Oh God,
we're not talking about
okay.
anybody because we know
let's,
if we tell you.
We're not
you're
walking.
Gonna... Let's finish the conclusions for
okay.
this movie.
Yeah, you're right.
What is... we can leave the rest.
Favorite characters. Favorite characters. Zach.
characters? I don't
know. No, just like rate. Let's rate the movie. Let's finish this up.
No, yeah. If we're over an hour.
Rating time.
Store numbers. Zach?
Do I have to go first?
Number.
Yeah, Zach.
All right. I'm probably going to end up getting the highest rating out of all of us because I like the movie.
You're going to say that we could give. I was going to be like, really? Wow.
No, I'm not giving it a 10 out of 10. It is not. Like, it has its flaws. It really does.
I'm not even going to give it a 6.
I liked. Oh, boy.
Sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I hate you, you put me on the spot.
Anything you say. All right,
Vic, you want to go first?
You can go Vic. You can do Vic
I
first.
Can go first. Okay, right. So, you know, when the movie finished in the theaters and we finished, like, the whole thing, I was like, yeah, this was a great movie. But now...
In hindsight, though.
Now after Nick ranted.
Well, that's the thing.
Going,
you change your perspective.
Yeah, no, like, I was like, yeah, this is a great movie. You know, everything was so cool. That was my thoughts after I watched the movie. And then all of a sudden, everyone was like, damn, that sucked. Like, this is a horrible movie. I don't even know why they made this shit.
Don't let us influence, like, it's hard not to.
No, but you guys had me thinking, and I was passionate. Yeah, some of these things don't really add up in the movie, and I know it's, like, making Nick mad. He's, like, so freaking frustrated with this whole movie.
I thought it was dumb from the beginning.
Yeah, and... I was going to rate it really high, but after, like, you know, us talking about all this stuff that went wrong or, like, just didn't make sense in the movie, I think a maybe 6 is an appropriate number for this movie.
So it's like...
So it's, like, a 6 out of 10, I'd say.
It's below average. It's just below average.
What's average?
Isn't 5? 5?
5 is average.
All right, let's do math right here. 5 is average. 5 is a fail. 6 is above 5.
I'm going based off, like, letter grades. Therefore, it is not below
average. Okay, well, I gave my rating. Alex, what's up?
I enjoyed it. I just loved Yelena. She's my favorite. So she made it a lot better than it would have been if she wasn't.
Yeah, she's the only reason the rating was high.
Yeah, so... And I enjoyed it. Like Vicky said, I'm still going to stick with, like, my perspective on exiting the movie theater. I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but I'll definitely give, like, a 7.5.
That's a little high.
I personally liked it, not what you guys think.
So, for me, I've said it before, I'll say it again. MVP of the movie, definitely Scarlett Johansson's butt, because it appears 50% of the time.
That's my thing. You can't say that.
Me and Zach, right now, Xavier's thing. MVP of the movie is definitely Scarlett Johansson's butt. You would agree too, Zach, right? Other than that, nothing good about this movie. 5 out of 10.
What does it say?
Is it my turn to?
What did it say?
Is it my turn to give my rating? For this
it's your turn.
You put it in front of the camera.
Well, no, you can't guess what my
go on.
What my poopy rating supposed to be?
I think yours is
going to
be like a 4. Is it?
That's pretty close.
3.5.
So like, okay, I need to kind of like go through my head and like quickly say, it wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen.
But it wasn't the best.
Because there's, I think the worst movie.
Why in front of the, stop.
Stop.
We got ASMR up in here.
I think the worst movie.
Wait, I forgot what it said.
Keep talking.
Guys.
Guys, if you don't f*** off, pardon my French.
Let him get his last
name. Nick, be fearlessly authentic.
No! You're gonna leave a stain on the door!
I'll clean it. It's not the worst movie that I've ever seen, but by far.
5 second rule.
That's like 12 seconds!
Yeah, you should have shown camera 4 and just a Nick in the back.
I just. 4.5.
The struggle's really good.
Dang.
I got a 4.5 out of 10. I'll say 4, because I ain't rounding up for this movie. I'm sorry. It's lazy writing, and it's a lot of doing stuff for the sake of, like...
Is this Dove?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
4.5. 4.5. Right. No, all right. Four. Sorry. 4.
Shoot.
You done?
Yes, I'm done.
Go.
Okay.
Don't wait.
Because you're about to hate.
Something else. I got to go clean up my chocolate mess.
Do it after.
Lettering.
We're almost done.
Sorry.
Come on, guys. Focus.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Podcast.
Right. Media mix. Mixing the media.
Shut up. I was gonna add something else, but we're kind of over time, so I'm just gonna go ahead.
No, go, go.
Well, I was just gonna mention that, like, there is an alternate ending at the ending cutscene, where
credit scene,
where you know how she was whistling at the grave, like mm-hmm. she's doing her little.
I expected mm-hmm. a whistle back.
Me too.
There was an alternate ending where there was a whistle back, hinting that she's still alive.
That would have been so great.
The multiverse, oh my god!
It wasn't the multiverse, though. I think it had something to do with the Soul Stone being returned. It's a soul for a soul, right? So if you give the Soul Stone back, it's a soul for a soul. Wouldn't you just get her back?
You know,
So that's what the director wanted to do, but she hasn't.
Comment down below, is Black Widow still alive?
Nick, shut up. Wait. Why'd they have to cut it?
I don't know why she had to cut it.
They just did. Mm. So they did, like, rock, paper, scissors, though. And they're going to keep
it
or not.
I'm sure the heads at Marvel were like, we're not going to give her another contract, so don't make it look like she's coming back or something.
Yeah.
That's what everybody expected, though.
Yeah, I wanted that. Yeah, I was like, she's going to whistle back. And then I was like, ugh.
And then we got the ugly lady.
Well, it's kind of the same thing with, like, them being, like, upside down. Like, in the beginning, they said, like, oh, you're upside down. They kind of redid that, like, towards the, like, middle of the movie. So they should have done that with the whistle.
They honestly should just keep giving the same people the contracts.
That lady is the person that's setting up the Dark Avengers and yada, yada.
Whatever. All right, what's your rating?
I think 7.5. I got to agree with Alex.
Dang.
I liked it so much. I mean, like, I will admit the plot wasn't great, but I liked all the actors in it. I think Scarlett did fine. I think it was a good movie for her to end on. I liked Yelena, and I can't wait to see more of her. And I think David Harbour even said he wanted to have his own TV series or movie based on Red Guardian, but when he was younger, so, like, in his prime. I think that'd
maybe
be kind
just
of
a
cool
movie.
But would they still use David Harbour?
Yeah.
Alexi. Well,
how old is David Harbour?
Old.
Like 40.
Dilf.
Like,
I was
going
to say that, but I couldn't.
If they used, like, a younger guy to do it, I don't know. Not David Harbour.
Well, what does that bring us to?
Six?
Six
out of 10.
Do the math.
Yes. Yeah, six. Alex did the math.
It was
total.
I already did it.
You did?
Yes,
okay.
six out of ten
for Black Widow.
Honestly, I think that's fair. I think 6 out of 10 is fair.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I gave it. So
what have
I
our
think
averages
it's
been on the
fair.
Other videos? Have they all been 6 out of 10?
They can go look.
Couldn't tell you.
Go watch our videos and you can figure out yourself.
Go watch the other ones.
Go watch our other videos.
Leave a like.
Subscribe.
Check out my channel.
Check out our TikTok and our Instagram.
All right, guys, thank you for tuning in.
Okay, everyone's doing the outro, apparently.
All right, go, Vicky.
All right, guys, thank you for listening. We'll see you for our next video. Hey.
Hopefully next week or
click the bell icon, like, subscribe, comment how you want to see other videos done, what other movies you want to be done. We out of here.
All right, see you later, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Fade.
Go.